The early transfer of power in Iraq this week has accelerated a downward trend in oil prices. Crude oil prices fell below $36 a barrel yesterday. That's more than 15% off their peak early this month. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer didn't add a drop of oil to the world's supply when he passed that decree to Iraq's chief judge on Monday. But the symbolic handover of power did have a big psychological effect on oil markets. Energy analyst Phil Flynn of Aileron Trading in Chicago says traders seem to believe Iraqi insurgents are less likely to sabotage the country's oil pipelines now that Iraqis are back in charge.
One of the things that we always talk about is a risk premium in the price of crude, or a terror premium. There's no doubt that the markets feel that this piece of paper has taken some of those risks out of the market, and whether that's true or not, we'll probably find out, you know, over the next 24 hours or 48 hours, but at least for the near term, it seems to be very good news for the oil markets.
Encouraging signals from Iraq are just the latest in a string of factors that have shaved more than $6 off the price of a barrel of oil since the beginning of June. OPEC has agreed to boost production of crude oil, and commercial stockpiles of crude in the U.S. have been growing, providing an important shock absorber. Unfortunately for drivers, though, cars don't run on crude oil. Gasoline stockpiles are still well below average, and Flynn says hard-working refineries have little extra capacity to make more.
I think that's the other part of the story. I mean, demand's been probably the strongest it's ever been, so I still think that the refiners are going to have to work around the clock just to keep up with that demand. They're going to have plenty of crude to do that, but they're still pushing the envelope, and any little disruptions could still mean a big spike in gas prices.
Prices at the pump in most of the country have been falling for the last 5 weeks, but the Energy Department says many drivers on the East and West Coast are still paying more than $2 a gallon for gas, and the average price nationwide remains 43 cents higher than at this time last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News.